الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and our sisters who listen over receivers, last week we were discussing this ayat of the Quran Sharif, that one young friend of ours, he dreamt that I am reciting this verse from the mimbar 3 times. So I took it to mean that this ayat should be discussed, although we had discussed it previously. And the Quran Sharif has been revealed not to be recited just once, but to be recited repeatedly, to be understood and to be practiced upon. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that you remember me, I will remember you. Hazrat Sabit Bunani Rahmatullah Alayhi, I mentioned last week that he stated that, I know exactly when my Allah is remembering me. Said, how do you know that your Allah is remembering you? He says, because Allah Ta'ala says, you remember me, I will remember you. So when I remember him, he's remembering me. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned many things with regards to this ayat. Many Mufassirin have mentioned many things with regards to this ayat. As Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of the things that he mentions about this ayat, he says, فَذْكُرُونِ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ وَالتَّفْوِيزِ, that you remember me with complete submission and resignation of your will to my will. That means as a Muslim, as a mu'min, we must remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by complete submission and resignation of our will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will remember you with the best of preferences. If we are going to remember Allah Ta'ala with tafweez. And that is what the Muslim is supposed to do in his life, that make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created, because that is remembering Allah Ta'ala, if he's making use of the means according to Allah Ta'ala's will. But after doing that, then he has to make what we term as tafweez, that he must resign his will to the will of Allah Ta'ala, that whatever Allah Ta'ala has decided, that is the best. We will make use of whatever means we have at our disposal, but provided it is halal means, and thereafter make tafweez. Then it is mentioned that فَذْكُرُونِ بِالشَّوْقِ وَالْمُحَبَّةِ, that remember me with ardent desire and with great love. A person must have great love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he must have ardent desire to meet his Allah Ta'ala. For whom else are we doing everything in this world? Why are we staying away from the haram? And why are we making our salat and giving zakat and fasting and doing everything else? We are doing it so that Allah Ta'ala become pleased. Now what kind of a person that is, that who is doing something for the pleasure of his beloved, but he has no desire to meet his beloved. The person has got no desire to see his beloved. The person has got no desire to speak to his beloved. So the Muslim who is doing it for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he will not be able to see him in this world. But his practice, his acting upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ahkam, it's an indication that he is desirous of meeting Allah Ta'ala, and that will happen in Jannah. So therefore, if this person is doing it with ardent desire, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him Jannah. I will remember you with Jannah. That will be the reward, because the person is doing it with great love and ardent desire. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then give him this opportunity of seeing Allah Ta'ala with his naked eye in Jannah. Like how people watch the full moon, and there is no fight, there's no bumping and no pushing. In the same way, in Jannah they will be able to see Allah Ta'ala. The veils will be removed from Allah Ta'ala's countenance. So fazkuruni bi shawqi wal muhabba. So we have to create that kind of shawq in our lives and that kind of muhabbat in our lives. Then it is stated that fazkuruni bil iman, azkurkum bil jinan. That you remember me with your iman, mean your iman e kamil. With perfect iman, with good iman, if you remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the jannat. He will give you the gardens. Fazkuruni bil Islam, azkurkum bil ikram. That you remember me with Islam, with complete submission. Of course it means the same thing in many places, but that is what the ayat is all about. That you remember me with good Islam, complete submission of your will to my will. Allah Ta'ala will then give you ikram. He is the one that will give izzat, respect. Respect lies in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As far as politics is concerned, then for a little while the person is garlanded, he is praised, he is put on the throne, everything happens. Then after some time again, there's complete destruction. That very person who has been garlanded with flowers, then suddenly you see garland of shoes around his neck. We've seen this in India in politics. How the people rushed on the stage and put a garland of shoes on that very person whom they voted for some time back, and they said that he was the best person for that particular post and position. For one minute they are praising the person and next minute they are throwing eggs and tomatoes at the person. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives respect, then in the beginning it could be that people, because of their lack of knowledge of the position and the status of that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, or of that Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or any of the pious and the righteous elders, or our predecessors. In the beginning, people could have been in opposition because they did not know. But we will never find any person after he recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's status and position, thereafter insulting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or criticizing or mocking or ridiculing. All that happened before they came to know. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also in that one dua, when his stones were thrown at him in the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam still made dua, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'alamun. Oh Allah, give hidayat to my people, for they do not know. They do not know, they haven't recognized me, so therefore they are doing these type of silly things and stupid things. And they are criticizing and throwing stones and doing all kinds of things because they haven't recognized me. So give them hidayat. Open up their eyes so that they may be able to recognize my position and status, that I am the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, or Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he said, "Nahnu qawmun aazzana Allahu bil Islam." We are a people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given respect, dignity and honor because of this Islam. Now we are searching for it in every other place. How are we going to find it? We are looking for respect in exactly those places where others are looking for respect. Again, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying we don't make use of the means, or Islam has prohibited going for high position. Many times by now I have mentioned that a sultan who is adil, a just ruler, then he will get shade under the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will get shade. So it shows that you are not stifled, that you cannot make progress. This is a misunderstanding. But it must be within the framework of Islam. We want to say goodbye to Islam and say we're making progress. And we say other people progressed in their businesses by taking a lot of interest and giving a lot of interest. So therefore our businesses will also progress in the same way. So that is not going to happen. For us it is a different system altogether. Now for them there could be progress, because if they have deposited $1 million in the bank and they are going to get 10%, 20% in return, their money will increase. But for the Muslim it is not going to be an increase. It will be like how the person's body blows up. A person's body, when it blows up because of some sickness and water fills up, then will we call that health? Does any sensible person say that this person has gone very, very healthy, extremely healthy, look at the size of his body now? Every person will say this person is sick, although outwardly the body looks very much blown. Like that, for the Muslim, if his money is growing by taking of interest, then what is going to happen? That it is going to burst any time. That bubble is going to burst. And while she has that also, it's nothing like Bilhazia in the flood waters, as I give the example. So the Muslim's progress is different. That Muslim progresses, but he progresses within the framework of Sharia. Then Allah Ta'ala gives him permanent respect. Those people who then recognize, they will respect the person permanently. So, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me, and do not be ungrateful. Then again it is mentioned that here, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ means that you trust in me, have tawakkul in me, have yaqeen in me, and I will suffice for you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. If you have tawakkul and trust in me, then I will suffice for you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sufficient for that person. Therefore, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which we are told to read in the morning 7 times, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرُشِ الْعَظِيمِ. That we are saying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. There is no time to go into detailed tafsir of this ayat. But we have placed our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And He is the Rabb, He is the Lord of the throne, of the Arshi Azim, Supreme Throne. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Rabb. That means you build up this contact with the Lord of the throne, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then He will suffice for you. Therefore, one of the other meanings given of Fazkuruni Azkurkum is Fazkuruni bid dua, Azkurkum bil atwa. That you remember me with dua and I will remember you with atwa. I will remember you with giving to you. How loving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. In how many different ways He tries to get across to us. That become mine and I will become yours. And when you become mine and I become yours, then it means the kingdoms will become yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything will be mine. Then my business will give me barakat and blessings. Then my home will give me comfort. Then my children will be the coolness of my eyes. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not ours, then the person can have plentiful but no peace, no happiness, restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. So therefore it is said that you become that Fazkuruni Azkurkum, that you have your trust in me, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, we will make use of the means. That means if a person has got a car and he's got a security equipment there, or he's got burglar guards, he's got sirens, he's got everything else, he's got guards, nothing wrong with that. It is a world of means. The person is making use of the means. But he must remember that all those things are just for his comfort. All these things that we put up as security, it is just for the comfort of our own hearts that Sharia and Islam has allowed it. But which person can guarantee, or which company can guarantee, that after you have got our system installed, then your car will never get hijacked? The person has got everything inside his yard, he's got it on the gate, but the moment he drives out of his gate and is hijacked and gone. The person has got everything for security on his shop, and suddenly we find that that's the day the security guard is not there, and when they ask him, where were you, he says, Angaz. That's the day. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if He becomes ours, that means you do make use of the means, but our trust must not become in those means. At present our trust has come in those means. So فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That incident, I don't know how many times you may have heard it, but if it comes to mind at this moment in time, then I will repeat it. That Kurdish person, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has also recorded and has many other kitabs also, that he was traveling. And he was like the syndicate leader, the gang leader. And whilst traveling and looting people on the way, then they saw that there were 3 trees. 2 trees were laden with dates, and 1 tree was barren. But they see 1 sparrow that is taking something from the laden trees and going on to the tree that was dry and barren. And that bird was making trip up and down, up and down. So many trips that sparrow was making. So this Kurdish person, he says that it made me inquisitive to see now what's happening on this barren tree. Why is this bird going up and down in this manner? So he went to look up what was happening there. He says he saw that there was a blind snake. And this bird, this sparrow, was plucking those dates from the trees and taking it and putting it into the mouth of this blind snake. Now, who inspired this bird to take it and put it into the mouth of the blind snake? So that became the means of his tawbah. And he said that if this bird can be appointed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to provide the food for this blind snake, to give provision to this blind snake, then can that Allah not provide for me in a halal way that I must go and steal and loot and rob? So he starts throwing sand over his head and he says a voice as if was heard in his heart that the doors of Tawbah are open. Again, look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The person has gone so far, but the doors of Tawbah are open. But what does that mean? It means that now the person must search for those people whose goods had been looted. It's not that the person became rich on the looted goods, or on the black market things that he bought, or on the hijacked containers that he took. And now that he realized that he made a mistake, so all he has to do is go to Mina Arafat and raise his hands and shed few tears and say everything maaf. That is not Islam. Now these people searched for those people that had been looted, whose goods were still in their possession. They searched for them, and those who they could not find, then of course they give away whatever they can as sadaqah and say, Ya Allah, the sawab of this, send it to those people whom I cannot find now, whose goods were stolen. Make tawbah istighfar. So this is what they started doing, and then they started proceeding. So the other gang members asked him, what happened to you now? Where were you all this time? He says, this is what happened. I looked at the tree, and it made me inquisitive, and I found that this bird was taking dates and putting into the mouth of that blind snake. So therefore I made tawbah from all my sins. So they said, our leader makes tawbah, why should we not make tawbah? So they too broke their swords. And they said, let's proceed for Hajj, because it was time for Hajj. As they were proceeding, then they come across another, after some time, they come across a tent or a small little house, and there's a blind lady there. Now here was a blind snake, there is a blind old lady. And when these people camp outside, so she comes out and says, is there anybody by this name amongst you? He said, yes, there is. And that was our leader. He said, from 3 nights, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is coming in my dream. My son passed away 3 days ago. And she was, of course, the only heir. There was nobody else with her. He says, 3 nights, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into my dream and said, these people will pass by here. And so by this name will be in there. And you take this clothes and give it to him. But what was she going to do with the son's clothes? He said, you take it and give it to him. Now here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is coming into the dream and telling her, this person will come. Now who was he? He was a gang leader. But with his sincere tawbah and sincere repentance, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Sincere repentance, he placed his tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala now opened up doors for him. And then they proceeded. So in this same way, but of course here there was one lesson to take. That one person said that, how nice if I too would have been that snake, that blind snake. So Allah Ta'ala will provide. But like how the sparrow was taking this date from this side to that side. So he was told that, why must you wish to be a blind snake to be fed by somebody else? Why did you not say, oh Allah, how nice if I was that sparrow who became of help to somebody that was blind? In other words, they should have asked that I be one who become the one to help and not the one to just sit, relax and get receive assistance. So you should have made dua like that I wish I was that sparrow. And in one of my talks, I mentioned that if you look at the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they all were like that sparrows, that they were the ones who were sacrificing whatever they could spend on others, they spent. Whatever they could have to feed others, they fed. If they could clothe others, they gave them clothes. If they could be a means of comfort for somebody, they became a means of comfort. And our lives are full of selfishness, whether it is in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah or any part of the world. So much so that when help and assistance and aid is being sent for the poor and the needy, go to those places where this aid is sent. And you will find those very officials who are in charge of the distribution of that aid, they are the biggest crooks sometimes, stealing most of that aid. They become multi-rich. Check how much of it goes to those people that are really deserving. I'm talking about international aid. Coming sometimes, they say, from the USA and coming from here and there and the Muslim organizations and all. And then go and see those who are handling it, what is happening. We have seen with our own eyes how people were told that they will get in a package some fruit, some food, some this, some that. And the company that was told or given that kind of contract, afterwards they discovered that 30% to 40% less was given in those packagings. Now here the person knows fully well that this aid and help is for the poor and the needy and the destitute and those who are in the refugees in the tents. But selfishness and greed, therefore hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Why do we say that? Because this greed, after that the person will not see whether his mother is suffering or his father is suffering or the neighbors are suffering, as long as his stomach is filled, and not only stomach filled but the bank balance rises higher and higher. Therefore the person should have said that, how I wish I was a sparrow, taking for the one that was blind and not taking away from the one that is blind. So fazkuruni azkurkum washkuruli wala takfurun. Then again it is said that here fazkuruni azkurkum means that fazkuruni, as I said, bil dua, azkurkum bil ata. You remember me with dua and I will remember you with ata. Again look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, hassinu amwalakum bil zakat. Protect your wealth by the giving of zakat. Now our aqal and intelligence says that when you give, then it lessens. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us in other ahadiths also that when you give, Allah ta'ala increases. Now that increase, if you're going to look on the computer or on the calculator, you will not see it immediately. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increases the barakah. So he says, hassinu amwalakum bis zakah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that wherever there is a loss in a person's wealth, then it is, whether it is on land or sea, it is because the zakat is not paid. So now in this hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, now how will you secure it? So hassinu amwalakum bis zakat, give your zakat and protect that wealth. Of course, again, it doesn't mean that whoever's wealth got lost, that person didn't pay zakat. Now we go to conclusions like that. Like that parrot. It dropped a very expensive oil. So the master beat it up and it went bald. So now it stopped talking. Now the customers stopped coming into the shop because they used to come to listen to this parrot talk. It's an example Jalaluddin Rumi gives. He says, after some time one bald-headed person walked in. So the parrot started talking. And says, looks like you also dropped your master's oil. And they must have given it to you on your head. That's why you also went bald. Now he thought that everyone that went bald was because of that. So we mustn't think like that. If that wealth got destroyed, sometimes it could be a test. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala removes some bala. Sometimes he has to give something better. But hassinu amwalakum bis zakah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. And just as we do medication and everything else, one of the means also of shifa is that we give sadaqah. And sadaqah doesn't mean it must be a sheep or a goat that has to be slaughtered. Give anything that is of use to the poor, the needy, the destitute. Make the niyat of sadaqah. And the last thing that is meant there, wastaqbalu amwaj al-bala'i bid-du'a'i wa-tadarru. Wastaqbalu amwaj al-bala'. The waves of bala. Then how are you going to face it? He said, face it with dua and with humility. Make a lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala. Dua will remove that bala. So therefore on this occasion, in this discussion of this ayat, whatever Allah Ta'ala put into mind, But we must take the lesson that Allah Ta'ala loves us. He wants to give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to reward us abundantly. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to suffer any kind of calamity, hardship and disaster. Allah Ta'ala wants to give the best. And how are we going to get it? Fazkuruni azkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. But when we're going to waste that God-given wealth in haram places, haram establishment, haram games and haram kind of entertainment and pleasure, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab is also very, very severe. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect you, and the entire ummah from his anger, from his wrath, and may he bless us with the pleasure and his happiness. And may Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of the ummah and of mankind around the globe. Bless mankind with hidayat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.